The Data Rover is a pretty interesting device. It was developed by two of the key people behind the Apple Macintosh, Bill Atkinson and Andy Hertzfeld, which not only brought you the basic architecture of the Mac on the software, but things like Mac Paint and HyperCard. It runs an operating system called MagicCap, which is interesting because it's one of the first, not so broadly because it wasn't that successful, but commercially released 3D graphical user interfaces. So instead of being flat, everything's in a quasi 2D rendering of a 3D space with things like rooms, doors, corridors, and desks and objects on the desk. And essentially, you open drawers, open filing cabinets, close them, go through doors in order to access and store things. So on the home screen, there's a picture of a telephone or Rolodex, a notepad, a calendar. There's a filing cabinet. The desk has two drawers, and you just click them, and you click the Rolodex, and bingo, you can go through your card stack in terms of all of your contacts. And if you click on the phone, you could actually connect to your telephone. Now, this came out, the very first version, in 1994, and that's a year after, that's the year after the Simon phone was released. And what's interesting about this is it actually wasn't a cell phone. It was actually sort of like a something you replaced your handset and your phone with. You could plug it into a phone line, and then you could send and receive faxes and take phone calls and dial the phone and so on with it. There's an interesting device, some kind of communicator device, but it wasn't quite a phone. But it was very early on in terms of a PDA that you could use for email and other types of messaging. I like it because it, if you knew about it, then you would know to look for it, and then if you found one, you would have a manifestation of this kind of interface where you could actually interact with it. So I bought this for $27 on eBay, brand new, and that was great because I didn't have to write a line of code, and for $27, I got to answer a lot of my questions about what it would be like to work with this kind of interface. Now, you can't completely generalize from that because this is just one instance of this class of interface, but nevertheless, it shaves off a lot of time on the learning curve. So whatever you do to prototype, it's way easier. I kind of decided after this that in fact eBay was one of the most useful and efficient sketching tools possible if you knew what to look for and it was available. And if you use some music terminology, it's a little bit like collecting reference objects that already exist in the everyday world is sketching using the technique of sampling. You sample the world for things that let you explore the concept instead of synthesizing them as you would need to do if you were going to write code or carve it out of foam or build it from foam core or in some other way build a prototype. Anyhow, it's a really interesting device. It didn't do well in the market, and yet it still has a lot of really good ideas in it.